弟兄姊妹，我们先来读几处神的话。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages of God's word first.
我们请打开马可福音第一章。
Please turn your Bible to the Gospel according to Mark chapter 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马可福音第一章第一节。
The Gospel according to Mark chapter 1, verse 1.
神的儿子耶稣基督福音的起头。
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
罗马书一章。
Romans chapter
1. 罗马书第一章一到四节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 1 to 4.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God.
这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的。
Which he promised before through his prophets in the holy scriptures.
论到他儿子我主耶稣基督，按肉体说是从大卫后裔生的。
Concerning his son Jesus Christ our Lord, he was born of the seed of David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵说，是因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Am declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead.
我们再看加拉太书一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章十五到十六节。
Verses 15 and 16.
然而那把我从母腹分别出来又施恩召我的神。
But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me through his grace.
既然乐意将他儿子启示在我心里，叫我把他传在外邦人中，我就没有以属血气的人商量。
To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the Gentiles, I did not immediately confer with flesh and blood.
好，最后我们看《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts, lastly, chapter 26.
十六节到十八节。《使徒行传》二十六章。
Acts 26.
十六节到十八节。
Verses 16 to 18.
你起来站着，我特意向你显现，要派你做执事，做见证，将你所看见的事和我将要指示你的事证明出来。
But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness, both of the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you.
我也要救你脱离百姓和外邦人的手。
I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles to whom I now send you.
我差你到他们那里去，要叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗中归向光明，从撒旦权下归向神，又因信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
To open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light.And from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
好，我们一起低头一起祷告。
Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
恩主，我们读了你宝贝的话语。
Gracious Lord, we have read your precious word.
我们真是求你施恩，圣灵来点活这些话。
We ask that you would quicken these words by the Holy Spirit.
让你宝贝的话语能够扎根在我们的里面。
So that your precious word will take root in us.
让这些生命的种子能够种在我们里面。
So that the seed of life will be implanted within.
好，让我们因着这些生命的话语，我们得着供应。
And also we will be supplied because of the provision of this word of life.
我们得着力量。
That we could receive strength.
我们得着安息。
That we could have this rest.
我们把敬拜荣耀归给你。
We simply give you all the worship and glory.
靠耶稣基督宝贝的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name, we pray.
Amen. Amen. 信耶稣基督这些年来
After all these years of that I have believed in Jesus Christ our Lord
我看见很多的我的亲友还有很多的朋友们
I've seen so many of my friends, my relatives
随着年日的过去渐渐的离开了主
They gradually depart from the Lord as the days go by
我的亲人当中有人20年前就信主受洗了
Among my relatives and friends some of them were baptized believing in the Lord 20 plus years ago
但是在过去的年日当中他们渐渐地离开了聚会
However in the past few years they had gradually departed from all the meetings
他们已经离开了主
They have simply left the Lord
我不敢说他们有没有真实的信主
I wouldn't to dare to venture into the fact whether they have really believed in the Lord
因为这是主他们跟主的事
Because this is a matter between them and the Lord
但是让我在这些年在思想一件事
However, throughout these years I have been pondering one thing
我们也常常盼望鼓励我们的亲友要追求主要爱主
We often hope and we encourage our relatives and friends that they would pursue the Lord that they would love him
但是很遗憾的是呢我们看见他离开了聚会
But it's quite a shame when we see them actually leaving the meeting
他离开了主的聚会
They have left the meetings of the Lord
他们在世界上去忙碌
And they busy themselves about in the world
他们为着自己为着世界的事在忙碌
They are so busy in the matters about concerning themselves and the world
那么我们要问说是他们里面的不追求吗
Then we would like to ask this question Is this because within them there is no pursuing heart
是他们里面没有爱主的心了吗
Is it because they no longer have the heart within them to love the Lord
我想其中一个原因我想来今天跟弟兄姊妹一起一点交通
I would like to share on one of the reasons this morning
我们回到起初去看看
That is we need to go back to the very beginning
到底在起初的时候在他们的身上发生了什么事
Exactly what happened in the very beginning in these people
换句话说在他们的身上他们信了什么
To put it another way that isWhat is that they believe in, when they first believed?
他们信的是谁?
Who is he that they believed?
弟兄姊妹也听了很多我们在近些年我们看到福音有很多的不同的说法
Brothers and sisters, you have been exposed to different explanations of the gospel throughout the years
一方面我们看见今天把福音把基督通俗化了
Today, on the one hand, we have seen that this gospel has been made so such a commonplace.
我们最可以看见的就是那个积极思想那方面的一种说法positive thinking.
The most clear example of this thinking is a positive thinking.
所谓积极思想就是说我们信耶稣以后呢我们的人生就走上一个坦途
This kind of thought of gospel indicates that once we believe in the Lord everything will be smooth before us
婚姻美满
we should have a consummate marriage
家庭这个身体健康
wonderful family healthy bodies
学业都是拿第一的
and you will excel in your academics
在公司里面一定是升迁到往上不断升迁
you will be promoted continually
薪水都拿最高的
and you will always have the highest salary
开车也不会碰到人
and even when you drive you won't bump into any accident
差不多是刀枪不入
almost no bullets or spears could pierce you through
人生从此走上一个无忧无虑的道路
from then on your life is simply carefree
我们的神是要把一切的丰富给我们的神
the God we believe is the one who wants to give us all his riches
我们当然在地上要有丰足的生活
Of course, we should have this abundant life on earth.
不但丰衣足食，还绰绰有余。
Not only affluent only, but more than that.
我这次到五月份在中国见了一个弟兄。
In the past May in China, I came across a brother.
我们聚在一起有点交通。
And we came together and we had some fellowship.
我说最近有没有海外的弟兄姊妹们来帮助你们？
So I asked him, now recently, are there brothers and sisters from overseas coming to help you?
因为他们那个家庭聚会常有台湾的弟兄们去帮助他们。
Because the brothers' family often hold meetings with help from brothers and sisters from Taiwan.
还有美国去的弟兄。
Even brethren from America.
那最近去了一个弟兄。
And recently, they have one brother.
他说这位牧师跟他说。
Who is a pastor?And told him that
他出来服侍以前
before he came out to serve full time
就是全职侍奉以前
before he served full time in his congregation
他说我向神求让我赚足100万
and I asked the Lord that he would bless me to give me $1 million
后来他跟我的弟兄说他果然神让他赚了100万
and the pastor told my brother that indeed God gavemade him earn $1 million.
所以他出来全职侍奉。
And this is why he came out to serve the Lord full time.
我们且不要讲这个他的这个祷告了。
Well, let's not concentrate on his prayer.
我们在当中有很多做商务的弟兄姊妹。
Among us who are in business.
如果你在短期内赚了100万。
Suppose you earn this $1 million in a short period of time.
那这个钱一定叫做暴利。
I would call this kind of money as the fallout from heaven.
不是合理的利润。
It's not a reasonable profit.
换句话说，有一些人吃亏了。
It simply tells us that somebody have taken loss.
而且吃了大亏。
And a big loss.
所以让你呢很快的赚进了这一百万。
And that's why this enables you to earn so quickly this $1 million.
好，我就停在这里。我们就想想我们的神会不会让这群人吃了大亏然后让我这个人赚进了一百万
So let's just pause here for one minute Let's think Would our God allow certain people to lose such a great profit at the same time giving this profit to another
把这些似是而非的东西传给没有信的人
These kind of gospels concern themselves about things that they look right, but they are not true.
好像这位神是解决我们所有的疑难杂症。
As though this is the God who will cure all our problems.
把这位基督神圣的基督当成为活神仙。
They regard this holy Christ as some living fairy tale.
第二种我们可能普遍比较看见的就是把基督把福音当作一种文化一种知识来传播。
Second thought of the gospel is that they consider the gospel of the Christ as certain knowledge or culture.
这方面我们看见福音的义工是我感觉属于这个范围了。
Now with this point of view inside, we would see that all kinds of voluntary work.
他们把基督教作为一种文化。
They consider this Christianity as a type of culture.
一种西方的文化。
A Western culture.
一种美国的文化。
An American culture.
一种美国的主流的文化。
It's the mainstream civilization in the States.
因为神祝福了这个西方的国家，让他们经济发达。
God has blessed all the Western countries, so they are really economically well developed.
因为在他们这里有基督教的文化。
And this is all because they have this Christian culture.
在这里有很多基督教的伦理道德。
Here you have so many Christian ethics, Christian morals.
我在午夜同样碰见在北京碰见那个朋友们。
And also in the past May, I also encountered some of my friends in Beijing.
这位是专门研究宗教的。
And this friend of mine is an expert in China, in religion.
算是中国的这个神学理论方面的权威之一吧。
He's considered one of the authorities regarding all the Chinese religions.
他们非常冷静的、理性的在听我们讲。
And he was listening to all our conversations very calmly, very attentively.
他觉得我们在讲。只是听到一种文化， 一种西方的一种传统。
He thought we were just talking about some kind of Western tradition and culture.
他觉得我要是在美国，我也会信。
And he said, "Well, should I be in America? I'm sure I will believe in Christ also."
另外有位姊妹。
And then another sister.
这个是信主的姊妹。
Who is a believer?
他说，我真是盼望能够到美国去。
Saying that, I really hope that I could go to America.
在那个教堂里面，那个悠扬的钟声响起来的时候，我接近拜主。
I would worship the Lord in that magnificent building while the bells tolled, and I was worshiping Him.
在那个美妙的诗班的圣乐下面，我们在那里来敬拜。
In the holy hymns under the beautiful choir singing, and there I would worship Him.
你看见在人的心中把福音、把基督都想在哪一个方面去？
So think of this. How do they view the Christ, the gospel?
这是当人在传讲的时候，我们是传的是谁？
And also, it's a question that while we are sharing the gospel, whom are we preaching?
人是在传播一个人，耶稣基督，神的儿子，还是在传播一个文化，一个能力？
Are we proclaim the person, the Son of God Christ, or are we proclaiming some power, some culture?
第三个方面。
Now, thirdly,
人用智慧委婉的言语。
Men would use a persuasive word of wisdom.
用高远大志来传讲。
Using the excellency of speech and high wisdom to preach.
将福音文学化。
Even to make this gospel to become more literalized.
似乎在传讲一个历史上一个美丽的故事。
As though they're talking about beautiful historical story.
传讲啊，我们来聚会吧，这里鸟语花香，风景优美。
As though they're saying, "Come, let's." Go to the meeting because there everything is so beautiful as though the birds are chirping, the flowers are blooming.
我们来听听看。
Just listen to them.
我们来试试。
Let's give a try.
我们在求，用一些很哀怨的这个字句啊，来求人。
And then in the meeting, as though those who are sharing the gospel is begging them with some persuasive words.
用我们那个极尽所能的委婉的言语。
And doing whatever they could using those persuasive words, earnestly begging them.
人把这位尊贵的基督放在一边去了。
They actually have put aside this noble Christ.
人的里面听到的是谁呢？
So exactly what is the person that they've heard?
所以保罗说他到哥林多人那里去的时候。
So Paul said when he went to the Corinthians.
他说我定义不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He said that I'm determined to know nothing else except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
好，我们回到刚才我们想的问题。
Now let's come back to the question that we have been meditating on.
我们看见今天有一个结果。
Now today we see this outcome.
当然远远不是我所提到的这以上这几点了。
Of course, this is not one of those points that I just mentioned.
今天这个结果在美国福音派的牧师说到，只有90%的人来到聚会里面是没有信主的。
The result of this is, according to the evangelical pastors, that those who come to the church, only 10% of them are non-believers. Not 90% of them do believe in God.
10% 的人信耶稣，大概10%的人信耶稣，有90%的人来到聚会当中没有信。
It's the opposite. 10% of those who come to the meeting believe in the Lord, and 90% of them do not believe.
上个礼拜我纽约的亲友到我们家来。
Last Saturday, other relative of mine came to my house from New York.
其中有位在纽约的聚会的弟兄，我们交通亲友，我们交通。
And this relative of mine is a brother who meets in New York.
他说过去这几年我们很多人受浸。
And he said that for the past few years, so many were baptized.
然后呢，我们受浸以后呢，我们就发那个证书。
And then after baptism, we would issue a certificate of baptism.
但是这些人证书拿了以后呢，就走了。
And all these people, after they received the certificate, they simply left us.
不再来聚会了。
They would not come to our meetings anymore.
后来他们牧师就说：“哎，不行了，这样子的话，以后我们受浸的话，每一个人要一年，半年到一年的时间来聚会，然后在当中要听这个，要上这个受浸班等等等等。”
So the pastor said, "No, this should not be so. So from now on, maybe.After people are baptized, they need to come to the meetings to different classes for at least half a year to 1 year. And then after that, we will issue the certificate of baptism.
我想当我们看到这些结果的时候
Now, as we look at all the results of this different thinking of the gospel,
我们要问说如果一个人没有重生得救的话
So we have to ask this, if a person is not born again,
如果他没有真正接受耶稣基督成为他个人救主的话
If this person has never really received Jesus Christ as his personal savior
那这个人怎样能够往前追求呢
Now how can this person move on to pursue the Lord
这个人你怎样去叫他爱主去侍奉主呢
How could you ask him to love his Lord to serve him
所以今天我们回到使徒行传二十六章这里来看一下
Now today as we come back to Acts 26 that's
到底什么是福音
Consider what exactly is the gospel
我们看看保罗在大马色的路上发生了什么事
Let's consider what happened on the way to Damascus that happened to Paul
保罗在大马色的路上遇见了谁
On the way to Damascus whom did Paul see
他看见了谁
Whom did he meet
我们知道保罗在灵里面的眼睛看见了这位主
We know Paul saw this Lord in the eyes of his spirit.
看见了这位耶稣基督是神的儿子。
He saw this Jesus Christ, the Lord, is the Son of God.
因为他说神乐意将他的儿子启示在我的里面。
Because Paul said God is pleased to reveal His Son in me.
在刚才我们读的罗马书里面。福音就是论到神的儿子。
Now in Romans we just read this gospel concerns the Son of God.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
The Son of God is Jesus Christ, our Lord.
所以后来保罗说，他说，我知道我信的是谁。
That's why Paul later on said, I know who I have believed.
我想我们每一个弟兄姊妹，我们真是重生得救以后，我们里面都要不断的。在里面来问我们自己。
Now every brother and sisters who has been born again has to ask this one question continually.
我们要经历这位主。
And we need to experience this Lord.
我们要问说，我信的是谁
？We have to ask the same question: Whom have I believed?
当我出去说，我去见证。我里面有没有这个百分之百的把握说我信的是谁
When I go out to bear a witness do I have this 100% assurance that whom I have believed
我们能不能很确实的说只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架
Can we say this so solidly that I know nothing else except Christ and him crucified
保罗知不知道别的事
Did Paul know anything else?
保罗有非常丰富的知识。
He simply had this abundant knowledge.
他的学问可能比你我在座都大。
His learning must be greater than each one of you sitting here.
他在哥林多人面前，他可以讲很多的知识。
And before the Corinthians, he could simply utter all kinds of knowledge.
但是因为保罗里面的启示。
But because of the revelation within Paul,
他看见了神的儿子。
He saw the Son of God.
他看见了这位救主
He saw the Savior
其他的知识都不要紧了
Therefore, any other knowledge matters nothing now
因为其他的都是委婉的言语 都是智慧的言语，都是高言大智。
Because anything else is simply the persuasive words of wisdom of this excellency of speech.
因为他认识了这位主，爱他的这位主是为他钉十字架的主。
Because he knew this Lord who loved him was the very one who died crucified on the cross for him.
这是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这是主耶稣的福音。
And this is the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
我们也是在这条路上学习。
And we're also learning in this journey.
我们对耶稣基督并他钉十字架，我们认识多少
？How much do we know about the Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified?
我们对这个十字架上的大爱，我们里面有多少的共鸣
？How much of this echoing within us to this great love on the cross?
我们靠着这个圣灵，把那个十字架的大爱浇灌在我们里面。
By the Holy Spirit, God has poured out this great love on the cross in us.
我们才有可能出去见证，去传主的福音。
Only in this way could we possibly go out to bear witness of this Lord Jesus Christ.
我们走出去茫茫人海中，我们都素不相识。
As we go out into the crowd, among whom nobody knows one another.
除非我们里面有那个十字架的大爱。活化在我们的里面。
Unless we have this great love of the cross being vividly portrayed within us,
让我们超越了一切文化背景、年龄等等的那个障碍。
So that we could go beyond all the obstacles from culture, from background, and even from all kinds of ages.
保罗经历了这位主是让他从死里复活的，经历了这个能力。
And Paul had experienced this Lord of his great power that could raise the dead, people from the dead.
所以保罗在加拉太书第二章那里
，Therefore in Galatians 2, Paul said.
加太二章二十节的时候，保罗这样说。
Galatians 2:20.
他说我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ.
并且我 如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
And the life I now live in is by the faith of God, the Son of God.
他是爱我为我舍己。
He loved me and gave himself to me.
我们看到保罗经历了这位神的儿子。
We see that Paul experienced this Son of God.
福音是神的儿子的起头。
Now the gospel is the beginning of the Son of God.
福音继续做工在保罗的身上。
This same gospel continued to work in Paul.
神的儿子活化在保罗，活在保罗的里面。
And this Son of God lived within Paul.
十字架活化在保罗里面。
This cross had been vividly portrayed within Paul.
所以他说，我现在在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。
Therefore, he said that the life that I now live in, I live by the faith in the Son of God.
这是福音。
And this is the gospel.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and gave himself to me.
福音不单单说到我们的主。福音说到我们的主为我们钉十字架，这个大爱是主舍己流血的大爱。
The gospel does not concern the Christ only, but concerns the love of Christ. He was crucified on the cross for us.
这个爱激励保罗。
And this love compelled Paul.
这个爱伴随着他的一生。
This love accompanied Paul's whole life.
这个爱让保罗无论在什么样的境况里面，牢牢地抓住他。
By this love, regardless of the situation that Paul might in, this love had tightly gripped Paul.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
The Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
让保罗其他所有的事物都离开了他。
Enabled Paul to be alienated from anything, everything else.
在我们诗歌五百零九首里面。
In our hymn, 509.
那个副歌里面说。当转眼仰望耶稣。
In the refrain, it says, "Turn your eyes to Jesus."
注目仰望他的慈容。
and look full in his wonderful face.
所有事物在他荣耀光中。
And all things of earth will grow strangely in the light of his glory and grace.
都要次第变朦胧。
All things of earth will grow strangely dim.
当保罗看到经历到耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
When Paul saw and experienced the Lord Christ and him crucified for him,
他以前那些大的学问
all his big learnings that he used to have,
以前他在加马联名下所受的那些很好的教育
when all the wonderful education he received at the feet of Gamaliel,
通通都变朦胧
everything grew dimly.
这是荣耀的基督
and this is the glorious Christ.
这是最辉煌耀眼的其他的都已经不再让他注意
and the Christ should be the most dazzling most bright to Paul and nothing else would grab Paul's attention
我们再说到保罗经历了神儿子的生命
Now we say it again that Paul had experienced the life of the Son of God.
他也活出了神儿子的生命。
He also lived out this very life.
我们说福音起头是讲神儿子。
We said that the gospel is the very beginning of the Son of God.
在这个过程的当中也是神的儿子。
And in the whole process, it continued to be the Son of God.
到希伯来书二章第十节那里说。
In Hebrews 2:10,
主要你领许多的儿子进到荣耀里去
And God will lead many sons into glory
福音最后还是成就了要神的儿子让我们这些人成为他儿子的样式
In the end the gospel would make all the sons of God complete so that we will all be Christ-like
长成基督满有的身量
Attending to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the Son of God
主把我们都带到荣耀里去
And the Lord will lead us each one of us into his glory
福音从头到尾都是基督
Therefore from the beginning to the end this gospel is the Christ
都是讲神的儿子
It concerns the Son of God
我们今天说到的使徒行传十六章那里
Now today in today's text Acts 26
在保罗神呼召保罗拯救保罗起来的时候
At the time when God saved Paul and called him
主说你起来
Lord told Paul that rise
你站着我特意向你显现
Stand on your feet for I have appeared to you
保罗在十四节的时候他说我们都扑倒在地
Now in verse 14 we read that Paul said that all of us fell before him
这个在大马色路上要去迫害主的门徒的人在这里被主摔倒在地
Now this very one he was on the way to Damascus to persecute all Christians now have fallen to the ground
但是主在这里拯救了保罗
And right at this time the Lord saved him
保罗在这里灵里面看见了主听见了主的声音
In his spirit Paul heard the voice of God and he saw him
他悔改归向主
Therefore he repented and returned to the Lord
主说你起来
And the Lord said rise
我们有没有这样的经历
Have we had experiences like this
多少时候我们扑倒在地
So many times we fall into the ground
多少时候我们灰心失望
So many times we have been so despondent and we simply are so despair
多少时候我们软弱
So many times we are so weak
但是我们的主爱我们的主
However, our Lord, the one who loves us
他不断地用那个温柔的爱叫我们站起来
would continually to tell us to rise with his tender love
我们弟兄姊妹或许我们都有这样的经历
Now, brothers and sisters, maybe you have some of this kind of experiences
我们的主不放过我们
that our Lord would never let us go
你起来
You rise.
站着我特意向你显现
Stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you.
要派你做执事做见证
For this purpose that you make your minister and a witness.
这个派遣是主的工作
Now this dispatching is the work of the Lord.
所以保罗说，不是在乎我定义的，不是在乎我的奔跑。
So Paul says it is not in the one who makes the will of or the one who runs.
乃是在乎发怜悯的神。
It's in the Lord who is compassionate.
当然，我们还是会定义，还是会奔跑。
Of course, we would be making up our mind and we would be running.
但是我们要学习像保罗谦卑俯伏在主的脚前。
But we have to learn from Paul. We need to humbly fall down before the feet of the Lord.
要知道我们一切都在乎他的怜悯。
Knowing that everything lies in the mercy of the Lord.
我们所有的追求，我们所有的侍奉。
Oh, our pursuit, our serving.
我们今天能够坐在这里，都是他的怜悯。
Even today that we could sit here is from His mercy.
你去做执事，做见证人。
Whether you be the ministers or the witnesses.
执事说到工作，执事是一个仆人。
Now a minister is a servant that speaks of the work.
他只听主人的声音。
The minister should only listen to the voice of his master.
见证说到这个人。
Witnesses speak of.This person.
我们都是主的见证人。
We are all witnesses of the Lord.
我们要见证什么呢？
What is that we have to testify of?
我们对这位主认识多少？
How much do we know about this Lord?
我们能够见证多少？
Then that's exactly how much we could bear witness of him.
我们对他有多深的爱？
How much love that we have toward him?
我们能够见证多少？
Well, in proportion to the extent of our witnessing.
因为见证是你活的经历。
Because this witnessing is simply the living experience.
不是你读了多少的书。
It's not that how many books you have read.
也不是你一些道理的传讲。
Nor the sharing preaching of some doctrine.
或许我们可以很准确地传递一些知识。
Now maybe we could share some knowledge very accurately.
但是那个里面没有生命的传递。
However, in which there is no conveying of life.
一个见证人是因着蒙他儿子的宝血洁净，他经历了这个大爱。
Now a witness is the one who has experienced this great love that he has been cleansed by.The precious blood of the Lord.
活在这个爱的里面。
And he lives in this love.
他经历这个复活生命的大能。
He is experiencing the great power of this risen life.
在他人生的路上，他不断的经历这位主。
And in his life journey, he continues to experience his Lord.
所以我们认识多少，我们见证多少。
So to the extent that we know the Lord, that would be the extent that we would be able to bear witness of him.
我们福音不是讨论辩论。
Now, gospel is not discussion, it's not a debate.
它不是一个学问。
It's not a discipline.
也不是叫我们去研究什么学问。
Nor is something that enables us to study that discipline.
我们去到福音朋友面前。
When we go before our gospel friends,
我们向他们表明的就是我们认识了谁。
What we declare to him is whom we have come to know.
你来看这位主。
So you come to see the Lord.
我们把我们的经历交通给他。
So we share our experiences with them.
我们从主的话里面把我们那个生命的感觉交通给他。
We share the feelings of our life according to the word of God.
把我们学习跟从主在道路上的一些经历交通给他。
Sharing with them some of the experiences that we have acquired from all the lessons that we accumulated from following the Lord.
因为见证人是亲眼看见了主。
A witness is the one who has personally seen the Lord.
是亲自听见了主。
Who has personally heard the Lord.
他也亲自经历了主。
Who has personally experienced his Lord.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister who have been born by grace, been saved by grace.
圣灵都让我们看见了主，听见了主。
The Holy Spirit has allowed us to hear him, to see him.
在经历上我们要更多来追求更多来经历这个复活生命的能力
Therefore in our experience we need to pursue to know him to attend to these living experiences
特别我们当中年轻的弟兄姊妹
Especially the young people among us
你们的信仰不是从父母而来的
Your faith should not be from your parents
你们需要的是第一手的认识耶稣基督
What you need is a first hand understanding of the Lord Jesus Christ
你信的是谁
Whom have you believed?
他是又真又活的基督。
He's a living and true Christ.
你要经历他。
You have to experience him.
十八节我们说，真是一节福音的工作的一个最简要的一个概括。十八节，二十六章十八节。
Verse 18 of chapter 26, I would deem it as a very concise, very short summary of the gospel work.
叫眼睛得开，叫他们的眼睛得开。
To open their eyes.
眼睛得开，我们说到是一种转变。
To open their eyes speaks of some kind of turning.
眼睛开了，不是说这个人得救了。
Some kind of change, not saying that this person is saved.
眼睛开了，不是说这个人就重生了。
Not saying that he's being born again.
今天很多人眼睛是被打开了。
Today, so many people's eyes are opened.
是我这样说，很多挂名的基督徒眼睛是打开的。
Excuse me for saying so, that so many nominal Christians, their eyes are opened.
今天很多人眼睛确实开了，他有棘手，问他要不要信的时候。
Yes, indeed. So today, so many people's eyes are opened, and when you ask them, "Do you want to believe in the Lord?" they would raise up their hands.
他有表态。
They would make known their will.
但是这不是重生。
However, this is not being born again.
多年前，我在一次福音的聚会上。
Many years ago at a gospel meeting,
跟一位弟兄交通
I fellowshiped with one brother.
我说我们这边去了很多弟兄很多福音朋友有这个三十个人截止了
And I told him that so many people from my church have been here and 30 of them have raised their hands. They have made an indication to receive the Lord.
我说你们那边有几个
How many are from your congregation?
他说我们也没几个。
And he said, "Oh, we just had a few."
他这什么关系？这又不是光荣榜，光荣榜。
What does it mean? It's not some hall of fame.
从中大陆来的是光荣榜的意思哈。
Brothers and sisters, if you're from China, do you understand this term, hall of fame?
就是每个月、每年有人这个工作做得好、学习好，就把他的名字放在这个墙贴在墙上。
That is every year if you are doing very well in school or at work, then your name would be posted on the wall.
就是表扬他，表扬这些人。
As a token of praise.
这叫光荣榜。
And it's called the scroll of honor.
这位弟兄这一说好像一盆冷水跟我浇下来。
And as I heard him, it's just like he poured out a bucket of cold water simply.My enthusiasm is quickly damped.
这么多年过去了，我一直记得他讲的话。
And so many years have passed, but still I remember the conversation and how he said to me, what he said to me.
慢慢让我里面默想，这个节制表态到底在做什么
？And I started to thinking, what does it mean to indicate that you believe in the Lord?
我们要回到主的面前来思想什么是福音。
Then we all have to come back before the Lord to really think what the gospel is.
一个人信主是从神的怜悯。
Now for a person to be saved is simply the mercy of God.
是神的恩典。
It is His grace.
完完全全从神而来。
Completely, absolutely, it is from God.
是神的拣选。
It is God's election.
不是个人做什么决定。
It's not that some person could make his own decision.
不是个人里面有什么节制表态发誓言。
It's not personally. You would make a decision. You would make your attitude known even by swearing.
我一定要勇往直前走上去。
And you're saying that from now on I'll go straight on bravely.
这个不代表你得救。
This doesn't mean that you're saved.
我们说眼睛开了是一个转变。
Therefore, we say that when your eyes are opened, this is simply a turning point.
所以接下来还有主的话。
The God's word continues.
从黑暗归向光明。
That you would turn from darkness to light.
从撒旦的权下归向神。
from the power of dominion of Satan to God.
这里说到眼睛开了以后你要悔改。
Here it tells us that after your eyes are opened, you have to repent.
你看到你自己的罪。
Now you see your sins.
你要认罪。
You have to confess them.
你没有认罪悔改，你怎么接受基督？
Without this confession, without this repentance, how could you receive the Lord?
我们说过，转变不是重生。
We see turning away is not being born again.
一个人得救的唯一的标志。
The only standard to whether a person is being saved.
是得到神的怜悯。
Is to receive the mercy of God.
是从神那里得到一个恩典。
Is to receive this grace from God.
从神那里接受一个礼物。
To receive this gift from God.
从神那里被带到一个地步，来看见自己是一个罪人。
And to be being led to a place that you see that you're a sinner.
如果没有神的大怜悯恩典，
without God's great compassion and mercy,
你再做一百次的决志，
without His grace, even though you would make your decision 100 times,
甚至你受洗多少次，
even though many times you would be baptized,
你没有重生，
still you're not being born again.
主的话这里很清楚。
The Lord's word is so explicit here.
他说，又因信我得蒙赦罪。
Now by faith in me, your sins are forgiven.
我们要悔改以后，我们才会信耶稣。
We have to repent first, and then we will believe in the Lord.
在主的宝血里面。
In the Lord's precious blood.
靠着主的宝血，我们得蒙赦罪。
And by His precious blood, that our sins are forgiven.
这是一个特权。
And this is a privilege.
唯有靠着耶稣基督。
Only by the Lord Jesus Christ.
美国的州长哈，我讲一个故事。美国的州长可以赦免在他州的范围里面犯人的那个罪行。
Let me share you with a story that in the states, the governor has this power to acquit someone within the proximity of his state.
曾经有一个州长，他就装成普通人的样子去探访监狱。
Now, once there was this governor who put out a common people's clothes and he just went to the prison to visit the inmates.
他看见一个年轻的囚犯，他就跟他交谈。
So as he saw a young inmate, he conversed with him.
经过深谈以后呢，他心里面想赦免他。
And after a long, deep conversation within his heart, he thought of acquit this inmate.
结果州长就问这个囚犯，他说，如果今天放你出去以后，你要做什么？
And the governor asked the inmate, now, suppose today you'll be let go and free, what would you do?
他说，我回去要把那个法官的喉咙给他割断。
And he said, When I go out, the first thing I do, I will cut through the judge's throat.
所以这个青年呢，就继续坐监。
And therefore, this young inmate continued to be locked up in prison.
他没有悔改。
Because he never repented.
你怎么赦免他？
How could you ever acquit him?
他没有悔改的心。
He did not have this repenting heart.
他在他的罪行的面前，在他的罪的里面，罪恶的里面，他没有悔改。
He did not repent in his sin before his sinful acts.
所以主在这里说，从撒旦的权下，从黑暗里面归向光明。
Therefore, the Lord said that a person has to be saved from the dominion of Satan, from darkness.
黑暗就是罪的权势。
We know that a darkness is dominion of sin.
你必须看见，眼睛开了以后，看见你活在死亡罪恶的权势下面。
After your eyes are open, you have to realize that you're living in the dominion of sin and darkness.
然后因着信耶稣。
And because of believing in Jesus.
主赦免我们的罪。
The Lord has forgiven our sins.
我们每一个人都蒙恩得救的人。
Now, each one of us has been saved by His grace.
我们里面何等享受那个赦罪的平安。
And how much we enjoy this peace of the forgiveness of sin.
当罪像个罪链，像个锁链捆绑着我们的时候。
When this sin is constraining us like a chain.
我们的人生活得多么的辛苦。
What a dreadful, miserable life that we've been leading.
当这个罪链脱落以后。
But however, after this chain of sin, it has been rolled off. Our hearts are filled with joy. And we simply overflow this boundless praises.
所以保罗在罗马书里面说
Therefore, Paul said this in the epistles of Romans.
罗马四章那里第八节他说主不算为有罪的这人是有福的
Now, Romans 4:8, Blessed is the man whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
主不算为有罪的这人是有福的
Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin.
到了第八节那里更好第八章第一节更好
Now it's even more wonderful in chapter 8 verse 1
他说如今那些在耶稣基督里的人基督耶稣里的
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus
如今 那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了
There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus
这是福音啊
This is the gospel
这是大好的信息
This is the exceedingly glad tidings
这是拯救你我脱离地狱的那个福音
This is the very gospel that would deliver you and me from the hell
这是拯救我们得到永远的生命得到神儿子生命的那个福音
This is the gospel that has redeemed us to receive the everlasting life of the Son of God
最后他说我们还要和一些成圣的人同得基业。
And lastly, Paul said that we will receive an inheritance together with those who are being sanctified.
福音没有终止在就罪得赦免而已。
Now, this gospel does not stop at the point where your sins are forgiven only.
神要带我们与一切成圣的人同得基业。
Instead, God will be leading us to receive an inheritance together with all those who have been sanctified.
神要把他儿子的丰满神的性情坐在我们这些人里面。
God will form abundance and the divine attribute of his son in us.
把我们带到荣耀里去。
To lead us into his glory.
装扮整齐成为基督的心腹
so that we would be made ready adorned as the bride of the Son of God
这是福音
and this is the gospel
我们得到重生以后
after we are born again
我们在基督的身体里面生活
now we live in the body of Christ
我们跟众圣徒一起侍奉敬拜我们的主
and together with all the saints we worship and serve our Lord
我们把我们的主权交给主
We now give our autonomy to the Lord.
我们愿意一生爱主，侍奉主，敬拜主。
We have resolved to love, to serve Him all our life.
这些完完全全是神的怜悯跟恩典。
All this is from totally God's grace and mercy.
完全是神的工作。
Totally God's work.
所以主说我们是他的工作在基督里所做成的。
Therefore the Lord says we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus.
最后我们来看一下保罗对福音怎么说
Now lastly, let's consider what Paul says of this gospel
他说我不以福音为耻福音本是神的大能要救一切相信的
He says that I'm not ashamed of this gospel because it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes
我们再说保罗有众多的有太多的学问
Now let me say it again Paul having so much knowledge and understanding
有太多的热心
So much zeal.
但是当他看见主认识主以后
But right after he sees the Lord and knows him.
当他蒙恩得救以后
After he is saved by grace.
当他认识这位主就是神的儿子的时候
After he has come to know this Lord is the Son of God.
他说这是福音
And he says, this is the gospel.
我不以福音为耻
I'm not ashamed of this gospel.
我们不是传一个学问
We are not proclaiming certain doctrine.
不是讲一个道理
Not talking about some teaching
是讲这位至尊的神的儿子
We're talking about this most holy, honorable Son of God
保罗经历了这个复活生命的能力
Paul has experienced this power of this risen life
所以他说福音是神的大能
Therefore he says this gospel is the power of God
这是把人从死里给复活的一个能力
Which the same power that will give life to the dead
保罗在他的启示的里面
In his revelation
也就是说在他的意象的里面
In his vision
在他的生命的历程里面
in the pilgrim of his life
在他每天的生活里面
in his daily living
他经历了这个复活的能力
Paul has experienced this risen life
经历了这个福音
he has experienced this gospel
这福音在它里面不再是一个客观的真理
therefore this gospel is no longer an abstract truth to Paul
福音在它里面不是一个头脑的知识
it's not some head knowledge
福音在它里面成为一个它主观的经历
instead this gospel has become this subjective experience in him
它有在整个生命历程中经历了这个客观的真理
In his whole pilgrimage life, he has experienced this abstract, this truth.
在我们的生命里，生活里面。
Now in our life,
我们有没有以福音为耻？
Are we ashamed of this gospel?
我们说我们要传福音。
Now we say we want to share the gospel.
我们出去做见证。
We want to go out to witness.
那么我们说福音是什么？
Then we would ask, what is this gospel?
我们要用委婉的原因吗?
Do we want to use some persuasive words?
我们想用高言大志吗?
We want to use this excellency of words and high wisdom.
取决于我们对福音怎么看?
Now it all depends on what your viewpoint of this gospel.
他说我不以福音为耻。
Paul says, I'm not ashamed of this gospel.
我们不但承认,我们不但知道福音是神的大能。
Not only do we confess, not only do we know what the power of this gospel is,
我们也愿意像保罗经历这个福音的大能。
But also we would like to be like Paul, experiencing this gospel.
我们在神话语的光中。
So in the light of his word,
在我们的侍奉中。
In our service,
在我们的生活中。
In our living,
我们来经历这个复活的能力。
Let us experience this power of his risen life.
我们越经历。
The more we experience it,
你越对主的话有更深的认识。
The more understanding you would have toward the word of God,
你越多在他话语的光中。
And the more you will live in the light of His word,
到时候。
Until the time,
有一天。
Until one day,
我们会像保罗说。
We will be just like Paul.
现在活着的，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Saying that I have been crucified with Christ.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live.
乃是基督在我
里面活
着他是爱我
He loves me.
为我舍己
He died for me.
以前我常常觉得这是一个非常遥远很高的境界
I used to think this is such something so far distant so aloof to me
不可能
Impossible
这是保罗的生活
This is Paul's life
保罗的经历
Paul's experience
保罗特别的恩典
This is a special grace given to him
年日过去
Now as the years pass by
主怜悯恩待我们
The Lord has been gracious and merciful to us
让我们一点点看见
So that we could somehow have a little insight into this
这是福音
That this is the gospel
这是每一个蒙恩得救人都要神都要在他里面做成的工作
This is the work that will be done in every single one who's been saved by his grace
不再是我乃是基督
No longer I but Christ
God
wants us to live out this kind of testimony.
We have
all believed and experienced this great power of this gospel. So within us, we simply have this boundless praises.
诗歌上说奇异恩典
Our hymn says that amazing grace.
何等甘甜
How sweet it is.
来救无赖如我
To save a wretch like me
我是无赖
Yes, I am a wretch
真的是无赖
Truly, I am
没有神的怜悯恩典
Without God's mercy and grace
没有他在十字架上为我钉死
Without his dying on the cross for me
我没有指望
I am simply hopeless
我的人生没有希望
There is no hope for my life
我在死亡的路上走
I am journeying in the way of death
我在最重担的罪的重担下过日子
I'm wallowing under the burden of the sin
奇异恩典
Amazing grace
何等甘甜
How sweet it is
来救无赖如我
To save a wretch like me
所以保罗说
Therefore Paul said
他是爱我
He loved me
为我舍己
He gave himself for me
耶稣基督并他钉十字架
The Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
说到了神那个永远的爱。
He spoke of God's everlasting love.
测不透的爱。
The love that's beyond our knowledge.
让我们一生真实来经历这个大爱。
Let us experience His great love all our life.
让我们众圣徒一起来明白这个长阔高深的爱。
Let all the saints together come to understand what is the width, the length, the depth, the height of the love of God.
我们当中还没有认识主的朋友们。
Among us, if there is any who hasn't known the Lord yet,
你愿意认识这位能够赦免你罪恶的主吗？
Are you willing to know this Lord who is able to forgive your sins?
愿意把你交在这个主的手中，悔改向他认罪吗？
Are you willing to commit yourself to the hand of the Lord and you repent of your sins?
你愿意得到神儿子那个永远的生命吗？
Are you willing to receive the Son's glorious eternal life?
神会赦免你一切的罪。
God will forgive you of all your sins.
让你得到神儿子的生命。
So that you will receive this life of the Son of God.
他是爱我。
He loved me.
为我舍己。
He gave himself for me.
这是神的福音。
And this is the gospel of God.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
荣耀归给我们的主。
To him be all the glory.
我们低头一起祷告。
Your head bowed, please, shall we pray?
恩主，我们感谢赞美你。
Gracious Lord, we thank you and praise you.
蒙恩的罪人每天都要把感谢敬拜的归给你。
Sinners who have been saved by your grace daily want to offer to you these praises.
因为我们是蒙了何等大的恩典。
Oh, what a tremendous grace we have received.
我们这些人以前在死亡过犯的里面。
We used to be in sins and trespasses.
以前我们在祸坑的义里里面。
We used to live in the miry clay and the pit of destruction.
我们在死亡的权势的里面。
We were under the dominion of death.
我们感谢赞美你，你拯救我们脱离了罪的权势。
We thank you and praise you for you have delivered us from the dominion of death.
你把你那永远的生命赏给了我们。
And you have given us your eternal life.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we give thanks to you.
我们敬拜你。
And we worship you.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
By the Lord Jesus Christ's precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.